From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The nation's first Secretary of Homeland Security is leaving the Bush cabinet. Tom Ridge announced today that after 22 years in government, he wants to devote more time to his family. His resignation is set to take effect early next year. It comes as members of the 9/11 Commission and others warn that much more needs to be done to protect the nation from another terrorist attack. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Rich has been Homeland Security Secretary for less than 2 years, but during that time he's overseen one of the largest government reorganizations ever and a fundamental shift in the way the nation deals with its own security. He was responsible for merging more than 24 federal agencies and spending tens of billions in Homeland Security funds. In announcing his resignation, Rich said he thinks his agencies accomplished a great deal in a very short period of time.
I am confident that the terrorists are aware that from the curb to the cockpit, we've got additional security measures that didn't exist a couple years ago, that from port to port, we do things differently with maritime security. I'm confident they know that the borders are more secure.
He said he was also fairly confident that his agency's actions had prevented some terrorist attacks, although he could not say so for sure. Indeed, critics say there are still huge problems with the nation's homeland security. Borders, airports, and other critical sites remain vulnerable. State and local officials complain that they're still not getting the intelligence and information they need. Many in the public remain confused and often dismissive of the color-coded alert system created under Ridge's watch. Ridge said some bumps are inevitable with such a massive undertaking, and his only regret is that he could not make some security improvements sooner.
All in a matter of merging 22 different units and departments, 180,000 people, you can't expect to get it your way, the right way, the first time.
Ridge is the seventh member of President Bush's cabinet to announce his resignation since the election. There have been rumors since the summer that the former Pennsylvania governor, who has two teenage children, might be interested in leaving the government. He was named by President Bush to be White House Homeland Security Advisor immediately after the 9/11 attacks. Michael Greenberger is director of the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security. He says one of the main things Ridge brought to his job was a sense that Homeland Security matters were largely under control.
Unlike Attorney General Ashcroft, he was viewed by the public as non-combative and even more than that, a real gentleman who had a lot of tact and conveyed a deep concern for the well-being of the country.
But Greenberger said there will be many challenges for Ridge's successor, especially as the government tries to figure out how to better coordinate its intelligence gathering and analysis. Greenberger says the next Homeland Security Secretary will have to be a more forceful figure.
I think the American public has a view that all is well, but I think those of us who follow this very closely see that there are key problems here, just as serious as any problems with the CIA or the FBI, and they need to be corrected, and somebody who's really prepared to roll up their sleeves, knock heads, and get these things accomplished.
Among those mentioned as possible replacements are current White House Homeland Security Advisor Frances Townsend, Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson, and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Levitt. Another name mentioned is Tom Kaine, the former governor of New Jersey and head of the 9/11 Commission. When asked today at a news conference if he's interested in the Homeland Security job, Kaine was noncommittal. What he did say is that the nation remains vulnerable to another attack, despite all that's been done to improve Homeland Security, unless the Commission's recommendations for improving intelligence and domestic security operations are adopted soon. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.